Andrea Semantov, she's an Israeli personality. She's also a talk show host on Israel News Talk Radio. Good afternoon and thank you so much. What is happening? What are you seeing through your Jerusalem window, Andrea?
Good. Well, first of all, good afternoon, Kathy and Simon.
Hello.
Hello. Great to hear your voice again. It's been a while.
It has been a while. You're sicking subs on me. What is this? Yeah, he was okay though. But then he asked me out of nowhere. He asked me about the Israel space program.
And you're obviously the resident expert on the Israeli space program, Bereshit.
You know, I was like Googling quickly and I looked and I saw it and it looked like an arts and crafts project. It was something you make at the school science fair. And I knew nothing. I was humiliated. I was
Fantastic.
Shamed last week. Shamed Fantastic. on IFM. So I'll tell you what I saw in my window. I was getting ready quickly, washing the dishes, getting the kitchen all nice because I'm going to speak to Kathy and Simon. And I see this adorable, you know, I have the bus stop in front and I see this very cute young woman and she's walking to the bus and it's a pouring, a crazy day. It's absolutely storming madly here in Jerusalem and she's bundled up wearing this very nice alpaca jacket and the standard, the ripped jeans, you know, with the knees and the frays and very funky boots and she's, and I take a look and I see this black pocketbook except that it's not a black pocketbook. She's carrying an M16 rifle.
Sure.
And yeah, so like that's called Thursday in Israel. Just wow. These cute girls walking around carrying their M16s. Protecting us and,
okay,
that's
hold on
what
a
I
second. Yeah. Andrea, why would they be in civvies, in civilian clothes and not in army clothes?
Okay, so I'm not an expert, but I believe that, these gals are perhaps their home, probably their home for the Sabbath. Maybe they live at home, part of their duty. You know, not everybody is on a base. There are soldiers who go back at night. And depending on what their responsibilities are, as long as they are technically on duty, not on, what do you say, like a break?
Yes.
As long as they're on duty, they're obligated to carry their guns. So like you can go to a nightclub and you see the guys on the floor and they're dancing and they're dressed in the leather jackets and they have their gun. And you know that they're on call. They're not released from base. So that's the
Andrea,
deal.
You are so reminding me of my very, very first trip to Israel. Zionist beyond a Zionist on a bus, army soldier opposite me, Uzi in hand, and I'm getting emotional and I'm moved and I'm thinking, my goodness, from the ashes of the Holocaust to our own state
right.
and our own protection, and I'm getting tears are welling up in the eye and I turn around to look at the Jerusalem hills and we're heading down to Tel Aviv. I turn around again and he's sitting there with his finger in his nose. And
it just came crashing down
to reality, thinking it's like Yisrael Shel Mala and Yisrael Shel Mata. Like there's two different ways you can take this. There's the real life that you live and then there's the minute you saw
his humanity or his normalness.
No, it changed it for me in a good way because I sort
of. It changed in a good way? You don't mind?
Because I realize it's people, it's normal people doing normal things and you can't romanticize about it. It's normal people living normal lives. Listen, it would have been better if he hadn't done it. But he did.
He could have been doing
and there was
worse
a lesson
things.
In it. Exactly.
I'm just saying.
But it's very funny. We don't know. It's crazy. I mean, we tend to like have on blinders when it's convenient and we
exactly.
don't. It's a very good reminder that we have to really conduct ourselves like a Kiddush Hashem to know we don't know who's looking. As a matter of fact, that reminds me. So I don't know who's listening. I don't know if anybody's listening in to the show today. But I do know that there was a wedding, a Johannesburg wedding last week.
Mazel Tov.
Okay, Rabbi Ziskin. Rabbi Ziskin. People were talking about the show and they really liked the show, although it was mentioned that I didn't have breaks and that, that South Africans are particularly refined and I should be a little more careful. My daughter, you know, she was a little bit proud, but not too much. And she said that I should be very careful because South Africans are very refined and you don't talk about how Tel Avivians dress up like porn stars for Purim. That it's just not a thing that we discuss in South African radio. So, Simon's booger story reminded me of that. So I wanted to say that I'm going to be much more careful and much more circumspect.
No, please don't. Please don't. We like you just the way you are. You were going to talk to us about how old people reinvent themselves. And I really wanted you to do that because I want to take you on. So I'll do your bit and then I'll do mine.
take me on. It's not going to be a big contest to take me on. It'll blow me over with a feather.
I thought you were going to say to Simon the other way around. Like, no.
It's going to suck. Yeah, Simon, I'm
coming to South Africa. Please God, I'm going to be there in June. I may make you eat those words. So, but what I wanted to tell you was that, you know, I thought about, because I know that Kathy's going to call and Simon, and we're going to have to talk about something interesting. And it dawned on me that, you know, I'm of a certain age, and my husband is of a certain age plus. And having said that, you know, we're both very involved in kind of recreating ourselves all the time. We're always taking courses. And sometimes when I meet people from overseas, they go, oh, you're so adventurous. And I must admit, and not shamefaced, you know, not shamefaced to say, we are not the exception. We are the rule. But it is a very Anglo thing, that Anglos are kind of more adventurous, perhaps. But one of the things before we go off, because I know that we don't have that much time, but I was thinking about that in Israel, first of all, people go out on pension at 65. And I'm talking about the regular pensioners. There's a lot of civil service. 65 today is not geezer land. 65 can be very, very vibrant. And so people, there are all these tour companies and all these courses, mamish, geared towards older people. And the other thing is that people without money and people who aren't civil servants, you know, it's a tough life here, and Simon and I have talked about it before, and it is a tough life, and to even drive around, we don't have these big, gorgeous highways, certainly in the inner city. People use a lot of public transportation, and attitude has a lot to do with it. When you're climbing on and off buses, when you're carrying your shopping carts, people here, there's no house cleaning help, so people here are cleaning their own homes, and ironically, staying very fit doing it. The Mediterranean diet. It's very, you know, to sit around and be doing nothing in Israel, to really go off into that kind of decrepitness is very, very rare. You don't see a lot of it. And even, I mean, I have clients who are in facilities, what do we call them? Sheltered housing. These people are coming to me. They're on buses. They're taking trips. They're taking aerobics. I have friends. I mean, when my mother comes here, you know, she should live and be well. She's stunned at how people her age, nobody's sitting around doing anything, doing nothing. Everybody's going off to, if they're not going off to Zumba, they're going off to a museum trip.
So that's really interesting, because an article that I read just backs up everything that you're saying, where they did an analysis of longevity in Israel, and they found that, believe it or not, mm-hmm. in Bnei Brak, you have the oldest people who reach 100 as a matter of course, because they're relevant. They're still relevant to their families. They're relevant to their communities. That gives them meaning and obviously gives them reason to.
I'm so happy you said that, because also remember, and it's crazy because so many people who are not, say, savvy and listen to your station or my station, and I'm not being facetious about this, you know, people who listen to your station and my station, they have etzba ala dofek, the finger on the pulse, and they know Israel is not just black and bleak and frightened and we're just huddled in bomb shelters day and night. And it's ironic because we do live with a lot of pressure, but when Israelis laugh hard and live hard, and there's a lot of belief, there's a lot of spirituality, and I do believe that spirituality and involvement in community really keeps you vibrant. And I know there is an ism. Ageism does come down in the workplace. There's not a lot of jobs for older people anywhere, but you know what I find out here? Older people open their own companies, open up their own cottage industry. They just do it. Nobody's sidelined.
Isn't that interesting? I said at the start I was going to take you on, and it was over that exact issue, but you stole my thunder. So,
thank you. It was not deliberate. I don't want to steal anything from you, Simon.
No, but it was in a really good way.
Can't
wait. Can't wait. Going to enjoy every minute. That's where we leave it.
Saving your money. Okay.
Happily, we'll save my money for you. And chat to you hopefully this time next Thursday. Shabbat shalom.
Looking forward. Shabbat shalom, guys. And Kathy, we'll talk about the marathon another time. Bye bye, friends.